KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with the possibility of a few flurries this morning. And we'll have a daytime high around 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Well, the snow that fell last night into early this morning has several schools starting classes late today. The list can be found on our website at kjan.com under the Community Hub. Click on the cancellation page. Here's a summary of the schools that are having a two-hour late start. That would include Atlantic, Adair-Casey, AHST, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Creston, Orient-Maxburg, CAM, also starting 2 hours late are Elkhorn-Kimbleton and Exira, Guthrie Center, Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Walnut, Woodbine. All those schools are starting 2 hours late. Now, in addition, there is no morning pre-kindergarten today at Audubon. Coon Rapids Baird will begin classes at 10 a.m. In the CAM district, all field trips are postponed for today. Also, in the Atlantic area, there is no morning classes at Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool or the Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool. Atlantic Head Start has a two-hour late start today, along with the Atlantic Community School District. Those are the latest and weather-related school announcements. Again, those are on our website at kjan.com. In the news, U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld announced Thursday that two Clarinda men, 33-year-old Edward Eugene Gray Jr. and 23-year-old Levi Edward Gray, were sentenced this week for their participation in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie sentenced Edward Gray Jr. to a total of 20 years in prison. The sentence included 180 months on the conspiracy charge and 60 months for possession of a firearm in relation to a drug trafficking offense. Levi Gray was sentenced to 2 years in prison on the conspiracy to distribute charge. Both men were sentenced to a term of 5 years supervised release. According to the written plea agreement, from about January of 2004 until November of 2010, the Grays were involved in the distribution of methamphetamine in the southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri areas with co-conspirators Orvis Wagaman of College Springs, Edward Eugene Gray Sr. of Coyne, and others. In addition, Edward Eugene Gray Jr. was aware that a co-conspirator carried a firearm while distributing meth with Gray Jr., and the possession of firearm was in furtherance of the drug conspiracy. Wagaman and Edward Gray Sr. have entered guilty pleas to the drug conspiracy and are scheduled to be sentenced on March 27th. News time is 7:09.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman Thursday said the county has chosen to do a countywide mailing of voter registration cards this year, as we have had election precinct changes based on the 2010 census, and we also have several voting center changes since the 2000 census. Sunderman says that you should not return the card if all the information on it is correct, and then you would be checking the top box, the one to the left of a statement that says, "I am a registered voter named on this card and still live at the address listed." It's not required that you return that card because the cost to return each card to the county auditor is over a dollar. The Iowa code says that certain information must be placed on the second half of the postcard used to send in new voter registration information. And the code states that the card shall contain boxes for the recipients to check to indicate one of the following: that you're the registered voter named on the card and still a resident at the address listed, that the recipient is a registered voter named on a card but is no longer a resident of the address listed, or that the recipient is not the registered voter named on the card and not the resident of the address listed. Sunderman notes that if you need to mark any of those boxes before the statement, or number two or number three on the that I just mentioned up there, the recipient should return the card to the Cass County Auditor. However, if you're the registered voter and the address is the same, you do not need to return the card. And they may take the voter registration card. You can trim it if you like and place the new registration card wherever you choose in your wallet or purse to keep identification cards and then discard the second half of that postcard. Well, the U.S. Postal Service says that it is backing off proposals to close mail processing plants in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo. The agency announced Thursday that it would instead close smaller plants located in Carroll and Creston and move their work to Des Moines. The Postal Service had been studying whether to close the plants since last fall as part of a nationwide downsizing of its distribution network. Bruce Clark, who is president of the Iowa Postal Workers Union, says the closures of the Carroll and Creston facilities were probably inevitable since they did not have automated machinery. In a statement, the Postal Service says it found no significant opportunity to improve efficiency or space by closing either of the Waterloo or Cedar Rapids facilities. And two area school districts were among six districts from around the state selected to receive up to $38,000 in reimbursements as a match for a new school bus to replace the oldest buses still in regular use. The Iowa DNR said the East Union School District in Union County and West Harrison School District in Harrison County were among those receiving a new bus and retrofit refunding. Each of the six districts will receive full reimbursements for retrofits to reduce diesel emissions on buses engines older than 2004 models in their fleet. A total of $280,359 will be awarded, and they're made possible through the Iowa DNR, through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Diesel Campaign. News time is 7:13.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, 49-year-old Kelly Burmeister of Anita died Tuesday. A memorial service for Kelly Burmeister will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of arrangements. Janice Otto, age 84, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Janice Otto will be held today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence L. Summers, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Clarence Summers will be held today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. John Hatfield, age 50, of Anita, died February 10th at his home. Memorial services for John Hatfield will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Anita American Legion Hall. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Lorraine Ely, age 86, of Lyman, died Sunday. Funeral services, make that graveside services for Lorraine Ely, will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Frank Silk, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ramona Strickland, age 90, of Madrid and formerly of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ramona Strickland will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Merlin Umland, age 84, of Manning and formerly of Denison, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Merlin Umland will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Barbara Peterson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Barbara Peterson will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Vincent Robert Stinn, age 96, of Odebolt and formerly of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Vincent Stinn will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Linda Sue Crawford, age 64, of Avoca, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Linda Sue Crawford will be Tuesday at 2:30 at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery in Dallas, Texas. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is assisting with the arrangements. And Alan Hines, age 77, of Elliott, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Alan Hines are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Henson reporting.